让我聊聊啊
Let's talk
西安地铁偷拍事件
Xi'an Metro Surveillance Camera Incident
其实这件事情节太简单了
Actually, this matter is very simple
非常简单
Very simple
就是5月25号啊
It's May 25th
西安一节普通的地铁车厢里面有一个年轻的姑娘
In a typical subway car in Xi'an, there was a young woman
因为怀疑一位大爷偷拍了自己。
Because I suspected that grandfather was taking pictures of himself.
便对这位大爷动了手。
Then I took action against that old man.
这件事如果从法律层面分析，非
From a legal perspective, this matter
非常的简单，非
Very simple
非常的清楚
Very clear
首先被
First,
打的人是否应该承担责任？去
Should the person who is beaten be held responsible?
取决于是否有证据证明他在未经允许的情况下拍摄了那个打人女。
Whether there is evidence that he filmed the woman who was being beaten without her permission.
如果可以证明这点
If you can prove this,
当然就侵犯了人家的隐私权。
Of course, this violates their privacy.
后果是构成侵权行为。
The consequences constitute a violation.
首先是民事侵权。
First, civil liability.
打人女有权。
The woman has the right to hit.
据此提起侵权诉讼。
File a lawsuit for infringement.
也有权啊，要求这个被打的人删除照片。
He also has the right to request that the person who took the photo delete it.
赔礼道歉等等。
Apologies, compensation, etc.
行政责任方面呢
Regarding administrative responsibility.
依据治安管理处罚法第56条第6项的规定。
According to the provisions of Article 56, Item 6 of the Law on Administration of Criminal Conduct.
偷窥、偷拍
Spying, eavesdropping
窃听、散布他人隐私的
Eavesdropping on others' privacy
可以处5日到10日的拘留
Can be detained for up to 10 days
并且处以罚款
And impose a fine
当然如果情节足够严重和恶劣
Of course, if the plot is severe and terrible enough
在特定的情形下
In specific cases,
也可能构成侵犯公民个人信息罪、啊、
This could also constitute a crime of infringing on the personal information of citizens.
这是刑法第253条之一的规定。
This is the provision of Article 253 of the criminal law.
不过，就目前显示的这件事的过程来看
However, based on the process shown so far,
应该是达不到刑事追责的程度。
Should not reach the level of criminal liability.
其次啊，与被打的人，他的行为是否构成违法
？Secondly, whether the person who was hit committed a crime,
仍然需要证据佐证的不确定性不同。
The uncertainty still needs to be proven with evidence.
打人的女人
Woman who is being beaten
女孩啊在事件中的行为
The girl's behavior in the event
因为已经被视频记录并公开
Because it has been recorded and made public by video
大家是有目共睹的
It's undeniable
她直接动手殴打对方的行动本身已经确定的构成了违法
His direct action of physically assaulting the other person is already a violation of the law.
而且这种违法属性并不会因为偷拍行为是否存在而有所不同。
Moreover, this illegal attribute will not be different because of the existence of the act of taking photos.
也就是说
That is to say,
无论被打的人是否进行了偷拍
Whether the person being beaten has been filmed,
打人女都不能直接动手
Women cannot directly use violence,
对其进行暴力攻击
Attack it with violence.
他的正确应对
A correct response
显然是及时报警
Obviously, it's important to call the police immediately
等待警方处理
Waiting police handling
而他的殴打行为无论如何
And whatever his violent behavior may be
侵犯了他人的身体
Violated his own body
健康权
Health rights
是需要承担法律后果的。
This is something that will have legal consequences.
比如道歉呢
For example, apologies.
可能的赔偿啊
Possible compensation.
如果殴打行为导致了严重的后果啊
If the act of violence resulted in serious consequences.
比如造成对方较重的身体伤害
For example, causing significant physical harm to the other party.
其法律责任只会更重。
Their legal liability will only be heavier.
法律上只允许在极特殊情况下合理使用暴力手段。
Legally, the use of violence is only allowed in extremely special circumstances.
那就是正当防卫。
That's self-defense.
而且一般需要遵循限度原则。
And generally, it is necessary to follow the principle of limitation.
但有意思的地方在于
Interestingly,
这次事件中打人女的殴打行为
The assault behavior of the woman involved in this incident
反倒可能给被打的人提供实施
Instead, it may provide an opportunity for the person being beaten.
正当防卫的可能依据。这件事儿啊，在
The possible basis for self-defense is this matter.
再次给我们诠释了一个清晰的法理逻辑。
Once again, it clearly illustrates a legal logic.
那就是维护权利必须以合法的手段进行，目的
That is, the purpose of maintaining rights must be achieved through legal means.
绝不能为手段辩护。别人实施了违法行为。
Absolutely cannot justify the means by which someone commits a crime.
不能成为你也可以违法的理由。
You can't use it as an excuse.
说来有些奇怪啊。
It's really strange.
我看到这些事情的时候
When I saw these things
突然就会不禁想到大家可能认为是无关的啊。
Suddenly, I can't help but think about what others might consider irrelevant
这个伊朗战争
This war
但其实法理逻辑是完全一样的
But in fact, the logical reasoning is exactly the same
无论是个体案件还是国与国之间的关系。
Whether it is an individual case or a relationship between countries.
也就是说
That is to say,
无论是个人与个人之间的关系。
Whether it is the relationship between individuals and individuals.
还是国与国之间的关系。
It's about the relationship between countries.
他们事情的法理逻辑并无本质区别。
They tried to apply legal logic, but it was essentially the same.
这就是法理存在的道理。
This is the reason why law exists.
国际法和国内法在原则上
In principle, international law and domestic law are consistent.
在立场上
In terms of position,
在它的基本底层逻辑上没有区别。
There is no difference in its basic underlying logic.
就是适用的范围和调整对象不一样。
The difference lies in the scope and the target objects to be adjusted.
比如在伊朗战争中啊。
For example, during the Iran-Iraq War,
川普的美国未经授权，没有合理的依据。
Trump's United States has no reasonable basis for authorization.
仅仅是怀疑伊朗可能拥核。
Just suspect that Iran may have nuclear weapons.
而对其采取了军事打击行动。
And they took military action against it.
采取了这种侵略行为。
Engaged in such aggressive behavior.
那这个行动本身，也就是他的所谓的手段本身，已经严重违法了。
So, this action itself is already a serious violation of his so-called means.
这就相当于在两个人的交往中
This is equivalent to in a relationship between two people.
你怀疑对方有可能作恶。
I suspect that the other party may be doing something wrong.
或者说对方有可能有恶意的企图。
Or the other party may have malicious intentions.
你就对其进行了直接的攻击。
You directly attacked him.
而没有把这件事直接把它提交到合理的平台上。
And without directly submitting this matter to a reasonable platform.
提交到根据合法的途径，提交到联合国或者国际原子能机构等相关的国际组织进行裁决，进行判断。
Submit to legitimate channels, such as the United Nations or the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, for adjudication and judgment.
而直接使用暴力
and directly using violence,
这是严重违法
this is a serious crime.
而且这种情况下
and in this case,
这种情况下
in this case,
就像这次打人事件一样啊
just like this assault incident,
即便你发现了对方有违法行为
even if you discover that the other party has committed a crime,
只要他不是对你直接的暴力攻击
As long as he doesn't directly attack you
你就不能直接以暴力对之
You can't just confront them with violence
不能实施正当防卫
Cannot exercise self-defense
所以虽然看上去这两件事好像是八竿子打
So, although these two things seem to be related to the eight trigrams
打不着
can't get through
那是事实层面
that's a matter of fact
但是在法理逻辑层面完全相通
but they are completely consistent from a legal logic perspective